Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. This is a special episode because tonight it is nighttime. Specifically, it's about 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'm driving home from the grocery store. Basically, I made up a reason to go to the grocery store so I could record this. Largely because this afternoon, Google held their GDC press conference, much like we talked about. I actually had another episode where I made some predictions and some guesses, and I talked about how big of a deal this particular conference was. And it turns out, aside from the fact that I was wrong about exactly what they were announcing, I was right in that it was a pretty big deal. So here's what they did. What I'm going to do tonight is I'm just going to do a quick hits. This is what they announced. Then I'm going to give it some time. And then either tomorrow I will do kind of like a part two where I talk about kind of what it means and what some of my questions and concerns are. So here is what they announced. First, they announced a product called Google Stadia, S-T-A-D-I-A, which is, for the record, the plural for stadium. So if you have multiple stadiums, they are stadia. That's something that I learned today. So fun little factoid. What Stadia is, it is a cloud, more or less, it is a cloud-based streaming platform. A good analog to this is Netflix. Netflix is a cloud-based streaming platform. So they essentially are making a Netflix for games. Now, this name, Netflix for games, has been tossed around quite a bit, right? PlayStation has one. They call it PlayStation Now. That is a service that you essentially subscribe to it, and games are, you can essentially play games on your system, and they are streamed from their servers onto your PlayStation, and now you can do it onto laptops and some televisions. And so that is truly like a Netflix experience. The issue is it doesn't necessarily work terribly well, and they've recently started allowing people to download their games. So it's less of a Netflix situation and more of just a library that you can take things out. Still a good value, but not Netflix. And some people have called Microsoft Game Pass, it's Xbox Game Pass, a Netflix for games. Also, not necessarily a Netflix for games, because it is just a library of titles that you can download an unlimited number of times if you have assuming you have an active subscription. Nintendo Switch Online service also includes what is similar to a Netflix system, where you are able to play a suite of NES games, assuming your account is still active, on your Nintendo Switch. Stadia works in that it functions like Netflix. A lot of the work is done at Google data centers and then is delivered directly to your device, which device, I'll talk to that in a moment. The work is done on their data centers, and this information is sent so that you are able to play games on your device. That device does not need significant specifications. In fact, when they were demoing it at the event, they said specifically they went out and bought a PC with the lowest power they possibly could find out of the box to try and demonstrate that this really doesn't require a lot. They also ran on like a Pixelbook, which has very little power, on it. And they were running Assassin's Creed Odyssey. So this is that's, in a nutshell, what it is. It's a service that allows you to stream games onto various devices. One part of the demonstration was that they actually showed the same game being passed from a Pixelbook laptop to a PC, to a phone, and then to a tablet, which is super impressive. Now, admittedly, it was a controlled environment and things like that, but they showed that you were able to play the game on all of these devices. And for the most part, what's happening is it is being run through the Chrome browser, which is Google's Chrome browser. So that is for the most part, that is what they announced. Now, some of the features that come along with this, I'm going to blank on the names. I'm going to have to put up an article. I'm actually heading home to start writing some of that now. But essentially, there are a few things, features that go along with that. One of them is the ability to share links with your friends that actually include your save state in it. So you can save them and share them on Facebook, on Twitter, on Discord, in Reddit, etc. So people can, you know, if you get a high score or something like that, people can kind of see exactly where you were and try and recreate it, etc. So that's something that's really neat. One of the core principles of this is that it runs off of the Chrome browser. So if someone is watching YouTube on Chrome and say, for example, they see a trailer for a game that they really like that is out already, theoretically at the end of the trailer there could be a card much like there are at the end of most trailers, and it would just be a play now button, and you would play it, and theoretically in as little as 5 seconds you could be playing that game in the browser, which is really cool. And you know, has a lot of really awesome possibilities for discoverability for independent games, etc. Like, imagine the ability to, you know, imagine what would happen if you could just watch Ninja play Fortnite, and then when the game was over, hit play, and then you're playing Fortnite. So that's super interesting. I'm really interested to see, you know, what happens with that. Another thing is stream integration. So let's say someone is playing NBA 2K18. On YouTube. If the streamer chooses to allow this, they can actually let people enter a queue to challenge them. I think this would be particularly interesting for fighting games, but I think it also works for sports games too, right? If I have the game and they have the game, I can hit play and challenge them, and it'll tell me what position I am in the queue, how long my wait time is, etc. That's super neat. The fact that built in you have integration that lets you kind of interact with games, I mean, that leaves a lot of really cool options for, you know, for streamers and content creators. Another one is that the game, you know, the couch co-op play has kind of fallen out of favor for a lot of AAA games, because if you're playing the game on the same screen, you basically have to render the game twice, and so that limits the power of the devices, so that hurts performance, and so in a lot of cases they've removed it. This system scales so that it scales up so that if a game needs more resources, it will simply allocate additional resources. They refer to them as instances of Stadia. So if you're playing a game and then in order to play two-player cooperative, perhaps you might need two Stadia, the system will allocate multiple systems to do this. This will allow them to use their data centers to, in real time, you know, kind of allocate resources to help people play games. For example, if I'm playing Fortnite, I don't necessarily need the full processing power of a full Stadia instance, quote unquote. So the system knows this and can allocate some of that. Someone who's playing Undertale on Stadia probably doesn't even need half of what they're using. Probably would even need maybe a tenth of it. So a portion of that can be allocated to someone else who's perhaps playing NBA 2K and needs extra processing power. Those are some of the key features and elements of Stadia. If it works, which we will certainly find out, then it is revolutionary. You know, the other thing that they announced is they announced that they started a new studio. It's called Stadia Games and Software, or something like that, Games and Entertainment, headed up by Jade Raymond, who was previously at Motive, but also at Ubisoft. She's really good at what she does. They got her for a reason, and that is for her to use her considerable talents and leadership to help them create first-party games. The reality is, here we go. We have another hardware, quote-unquote, manufacturer in the race. I was convinced that they were going to make a box that there was going to be a box sitting on my desk that I would need in order to stream this in some way. That is not true. It is all done through a Chrome browser. So theoretically, anything that can run a Chrome browser is up for grabs. That includes iPhones, Android phones. It includes just about every laptop imaginable, Mac and PC. It also includes, a lot of televisions, as long as they have a Chromecast plugged into them. And I presume that they will also, they have the Chromecast already, but I presume that there will also be, various other dongles to kind of help do some of that. For televisions, I would bet, especially if this takes off, there would also be televisions with just Chrome built in, because, that makes sense for a smart television. So the other thing that they announced is a controller. There is a Google Stadia controller. It comes in three different varieties right now. Now, what's really interesting about the controller is, number one, it is not required for Stadia Play. You can use your own devices. They really want to try and make this as seamless as possible. However, what this does is the controller will also connect wirelessly to the Stadia data centers, which will make it so that your inputs are connected through your Wi-Fi directly to them, which should ideally reduce input lag, which will help with action games, etc. So that's it. That's Google Stadia. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about some of the missing information, although you've probably guessed some of that. But I will say I am excited. I think it is a really neat concept, and I'm looking forward to seeing, what it turns into. So you guys have a great day. This is part one of my Stadia discussion. I look forward to tomorrow when we do part two. I hope you guys have a wonderful night and day, whenever you decide to listen to this. And until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. We'll talk to you soon. Bye now.